Christopher Armato.
Join the meeting.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we are ready.
Okay, let's do this. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Ellie? And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will please stand for a Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, there are. The application of Sadaf Ayub Khalid, 9 Wembley Place, is adjourned until October 13, 2022, with no further notice. And the application of 100 Lakeview Rear at 100 Lakeview Avenue is postponed to October 13th. That applicant must notice. Those are all the changes that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's get it rolling with number 5, 22-ZB-62V, Michael D. Kaufelt.
Is Mr. Kaufelt present?
We are present.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Could you each raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God.
We do.
Thank you. One at a time, could I have your names, please?
Michael David Kaufelt.
Natalia Subelzo.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We're trying to replace our fence. It has become dangerous and starting to rot. And in the process, we found out that it was built on a easement. So we're just going through the variance process to make sure we can replace our fence legally.
And you understand that if the township ever needs access to that easement, you would be responsible for the cost of taking the fence down and replacing it?
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything else.
Mr. Henderson, any comments?
Mr. Chairman, I have Henry's report here in his recommendation is exactly the same as Jim's, and it conforms to the master plan with respect to land use and circulation.
Great. Thank you, John. Anyone else on the board have any questions or comments about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
No. Okay. Public portion is closed. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Kalpesh?
Yes.
I got Kalpesh. Mr. Weissman?
You're muted, Steve.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you, but you'll need that for your permits.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great night, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to number 6, 22-ZB-63V, Anton and Nikisha Sinclair.
Are Anton and Nikisha Sinclair here?
Yes, we are.
Are you both going to be testifying?
If need be, yes.
Well, why don't I swear both of you in? Could you each raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. One at a time, could I have your name and address, please?
Nikisha Sinclair,
526 Willow Avenue.
Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We would like to add a garage and convert our current garage. And I apologize. And to do so, the addition will be 7.82 feet away from our property line, exceeding the 10-foot expectation currently.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'll note that Mr. Hinterstein's report indicates he has no concerns with this application.
Okay. Anyone else on the board have any questions or comments about this application? Hearing none, I'd like to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, Ms. Buckley, close the public portion and I'll make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Thank you again. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you and you'll need that to get your permits.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have
good
a
good luck.
Thank
have
you.
A good night, ma'am.
Have a good night, Nikisha.
As well. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Let's go to item number 7, 22-ZB-71V, Ashok Azhagiri.
Is Mr. Azhagiri present?
Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We are in the process of selling the house, and it was determined that the pool was required 10 feet, I think, from the property edge and for zoning purposes. And we had to go through this variance process. So the pool has been in existence since we purchased the house in 2005. It came as a surprise that the permit one was not there in the first place. So just going through the motion of following the township's guidance.
There was some indication that the shed had been removed. Has that in fact been removed?
Yes, sir. It has been. I shared the photograph with Ms. Buckley.
Henry, you have any comments?
Just that, do you know if there's the building permits were ever secured? Did the building department ever say that you had copies of any permits for this pool?
No, I, from, so obviously from a legal standpoint, everything seemed to go through. So I didn't even realize that there was an issue until we came to sell. So all the other permits seem to be there, you know, in the house, I see the stickers, etc. But this was not something that was indicated to me, even by the township, that there was.
Okay, I don't have any issues with the variance. Similar pools in the area, in the area, roughly the same setback. My only concern would be that the required building permits be secured for the pool, so that the building department could do an inspection just to make sure that the pool was installed and is in compliance with code. Other than that, I have no other issues.
We make that part of the language, Jim?
Yes, we will. I'll make that a condition.
Awesome. Anyone else have any comments or questions for this application or this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions for this application or applicant?
Or comments.
Or comments, sorry.
No one raising their hand, Chairman.
That's great. Okay, close the public portion, and I will make a motion to approve this application with the stipulation that Henry outlined and Jim's going to tell us about.
I'll second.
The condition is that the applicant obtain all necessary inspections, permits, and approvals for the pool.
Okay.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that to you, but you'll need that to get your inspections.
Got it.
Have a great night, sir.
Thank you very much.
Let's move along to item number 8, 22-ZB-66V, Manvinder Jangji.
Present.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give? Is this true?
Yes.
Hey, could I have your name and address, please?
Manvinder K. Jangji, 3 Wisteria Court, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
Like to resurface existing deck and have a 16x16 roof structure over it on existing deck.
Henry?
Yeah, this application, really the only issue is I think a stipulation or a condition should be put on any approval that that the cover over the deck, the 16x16 cover, does not ever have walls added to it to enclose it and have it become interior space, living space.
Yeah.
So as long as they agree to keep it open, I don't see any issues with it. Also, the pillars that are in the right of way near the driveway in the front, the same language. They have to understand that if for some reason the township needs to do any work in the easement or right of way in this case, we're not responsible for those pillars. Any costs associated with removal and replacement of those pillars would be the homeowners.
Ms. Jangji, do you understand those conditions?
Yes.
And you're agreeable to those?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other members of the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'll make a motion to approve this application with the stipulations that Henry outlined.
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you, but you'll need that to get your permits. Good luck.
Thank you.
Move along to item number 9, 22-ZB-70V, Richard and Elizabeth Snyder.
I believe if we have Mr. Wiley representing
the Snyder. That's correct. I'm sorry. Not very adept at getting heard. Yes, John Wiley, I'm appearing on behalf of the applicant. Tonight we'll have two witnesses, the Snyders, as well as the architect. Essentially, this was triggered by our desire to go into the existing garage and install a mudroom and a bathroom. The consequence of that is that we would not comply to the required garage space under your ordinance, in that we would have, it's supposed to be 12 by 20, we have 13.62 feet by 13.41. And we also have a number of existing conditions that, because we asked for one variance, this triggers all the other existing variances. There would be, this is a corner lot, so we have a 35-foot front yard setback. We only have 30 feet on the Mettler side of the property and 29.5 feet on the Chester Way. There's also a rear yard setback, in that we have, with our deck, 20 feet rear yard setback with our existing deck. And we also, because we're on a corner lot, have an area of fence in the front yard setback, which on, a, I guess, the Chester side, that is higher than the 4 feet. The existing fence is 6 feet. There's also a small shed that's shown as 1.2 feet from the property line, as opposed to your ordinance of 3. I don't know whether Richard or Elizabeth wants to be sworn in, but one of the two of you have to be sworn in.
I'll go for it.
Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name, please.
Elizabeth Snyder.
Thank you.
When did you buy this property on Mettler's Lane?
We closed on June 30th, 2021. I'm so happy.
Okay. And there's a survey that's been submitted to the board. Is that the condition of the property when you bought it?
Yes.
No, the fence wasn't there.
Oh, actually, my husband brought something up. Okay. There was fence that had been removed, and we, in last November of 2021, we submitted a project to the town and they approved it. And we have since then put up a 4-foot see-through fence. So they have my paperwork for that. That was submitted in November and the fence was completed and approved. So that's the only change.
Fence on that side. I guess we probably don't need a fence variance, but the shed is where it was when.
Yes, that was all. We haven't done anything with that.
All right. And your proposal is to not change the footprint of the dwelling at all. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that the present paved, well, how many bedrooms do you have in the house present?
Three.
Okay. And that's what you intend to continue, correct?
Correct.
And there is no basement to this house. Is that correct?
Correct. It's slab.
Okay. And in terms of the paved driveway, can you fit two vehicles in that driveway space?
I have fit six vehicles in my driveway.
Okay. In terms of your actual front door, is that located on the Mettler Lane side of the property?
No, it's on. Oh, yes. Mettler. Sorry. Got confused. Yes.
Okay.
My front door.
Okay. Very good. And you presently have one bathroom in the house, is that correct?
That was the only thing about my house that was missing, a second bathroom, correct, one bathroom.
And you hired an architect to prepare both a bathroom as well as a mudroom in a portion of your garage.
Yes, because he pointed out that if I made the bathroom, there would be no access to the back door. So he said you have to kind of do it all together. That's why I paid for an architect.
Okay.
Who knows best.
Right. And have you ever used your garage for vehicles?
No.
Okay.
It's totally storage and my husband's like tools. All right. Don't tell anybody. He has tools.
All right. And your intention here is the balance of the garage, but that is not the mudroom and is not the bathroom would be used for storage, i.e. a tool.
Yes.
Workplace, et cetera. All right, I have no further questions of this witness. If there's any board members who want to have questions.
Mr. Cahill?
Yeah.
I might be able to just help out with this. Although I'd love to hear Mr. Marcel's testimony. I really don't think it's necessary. I really don't have any issues with this application. The only concern I had, most of these variances were pre-existing. The driveway being able to handle two off-street parking spaces was really my main concern. They testified that that's the case. It's going to continue to look like a garage. It just won't have the full depth of a normal garage. But from appearance-wise, they'll still have that garage appearance. They'll have the two off-street parking spaces. And all of the other variances are pre-existing. I really don't see any issues with the application.
Thank you, Henry.
I don't want to rebut any of his testimony.
I don't blame you. I think, quite honestly, based on Mr. Hinterstein's testimony, we could move ahead with a vote at this point. Is that okay, Jim?
You open it to the public and then a vote.
Perfect. Yeah. Anyone on the board have any more questions for this applicant? Or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open this application. Buckley?
You're breaking up, Chairman. It's now open to the public.
It is open to the public. Yeah, do you see anyone?
No, sir.
Okay, close the public portion, and I would make a motion to approve this application with the comments from Mr. Hinterstein.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery? Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Wiley, we will memorialize this at our next meeting.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Good night. Good night, scientists.
Thank you.
Good night. You're welcome. Have a good night.
Let's move on to item number 11, which is 22-ZB-35/36V, JR Ventures.
Good evening, Chairman, members of the board, board professionals. My name is Tim Arch. I'm an attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey. I'm here representing JR Ventures, LLC. We're here tonight requesting some bulk variances, but mostly it's the permission to use outdoor storage on the site, or to continue to use outdoor storage on the site. We have some trailers and shipping containers, as well as there's some outdoor storage at the rear of the building that we'll be talking about. I have two witnesses tonight, Joel Lasat, who is our representative from JR Ventures, and also Mr. Craig Stiers, who's our engineer. I was provided with two reports tonight, Mr. Chadwick's report of June 28th and Mr. Hinterstein's report of August 9th. And so I'll be referring to those in my testimony. But since it sounds like everybody wants to move efficiently tonight, I'll move to my first witness, if that's okay with you.
Please do.
I would call Mr. Joel Lasat to be sworn in, please.
Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
My home address?
Your business address is fine.
Okay. Joel Lasat, 136 11th Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Mr. Lasat, if you can please tell us what your position is with JR Ventures and give us a brief explanation of what the business is in that location.
Sure. I've been employed by the Epifano family for 35 years. Epic Management is housed at this location, as it has been for 51 years. Epic is the building contracting company that is based here. Established by Bob Epifano. We're now in our third generation of family ownership. We are a general building contracting company building throughout the state of New Jersey for public and private entities. We employ upwards of 250 people on a regular basis. Over the years, we've probably done about $1 billion worth of work for Rutgers, the state university. We have been at this location since the beginning of the company, almost the beginning. Bob Epifano started the company at his house on Haywood Avenue in Piscataway. Predating our existence at this location was L.N. Rothberg, also a building contracting company.
So you're a fly-by-night operation that that isn't going to be there very long, right? Is that? No, you've been there a while. The reason that we're here tonight is to ask to continue to use the back of the property for outdoor storage of some materials, as well as we have storage containers and some trailers out there currently. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. And with the board's permission, I'm going to share my screen so that we have something to look at while we go through some testimony. Can everybody see the map that I have up?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Oh. Mr. Arch, was this part of your submission package?
No, we can mark this as A1. This is a Google Map aerial image of the site that I pulled today, and I can provide that to Ms. Buckley.
Thank you. That'll be A1.
Mr. Lasat, is this an aerial view of Epic Management's property? Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and if you could see my cursor there, in terms of the storage, we're really talking about this back area here. You can see there's some trailers, storage. And some minor items that are stored here in the rear portion of the property, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And if you look at the sort of the areas around you, obviously this area that's up here contains some significant outdoor storage, but you're consistent with the industrial, light industrial use in that area. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. This buffering down here on the back of the property, this foliage, and then your property abuts up to the railroad track here, and then additional foliage, and then I believe that's New Market Pond behind. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
Okay. So let's talk about the items that we intend to store in the back there. Can you tell us in terms of, we're asking for some outdoor storage of materials, which will be exposed sort of to the elements. And then we're asking for some materials to be stored inside those storage containers or trailers in the back there. Can you give the board an idea of what it is that we're proposing in both those locations?
Yes. Well, as a building contractor, we naturally have job sites. This is our headquarters location, but the vast majority of our work is done at project sites. So we're constantly and continuously moving things in and out of our shop warehouse to the job sites outside. And we also self-perform trades work. So we employ union craftspeople for carpentry trades, which necessitates the variety of tools and equipment that we're referencing here. Outside, things are okay to be in the weather, if you will. So items that we would store include ladders, scaffolding, gang boxes, which store tools, wheeled garbage cans that we would bring to the job sites, A-frames, which are metal carts that we put drywall on, plastic disposal chutes that you would see going outside of a building to take debris out, some various safety equipment, some miscellaneous steel studs, not a ton because most of them are generally delivered straight to the job site, but if we have extras, they would be stored here on a rack. And then miscellaneous smallish dumpsters that would we be moving in and out.
Okay, and then in terms of the items that you're intending or that you do keep inside the storage containers and the trailers, can you tell us what those items are generally used for?
Sure, and again, those would be weather sensitive, so we can't keep those outside. And because we run so many project sites, we have a reason to store quite a bit of these things, such as insulation, sheetrock, again, leftover or to be used for a variety of purposes. Most of it's delivered direct to the job site, but we do have sheetrock at all times. Job site office equipment. Naturally, each one of our project sites requires a trailer. Those trailers are no longer stored here. In the past, they were. That's not a situation today. But each job site office needs to be fit out. So we do have to store desks, file cabinets, chairs, etc. Small equipment, weather-sensitive vacuums, lights, things that we would use inside building once we're in there. And then, unfortunately for our business, we have a humongous amount of record storage requirements. So that is also part of what we need to store.
Okay, so nothing that you mentioned there is anything that would be considered dangerous or offensive, hazardous, anything along those lines?
No, not at all. And frankly, none of it is really big in and of itself. You know, they're all relatively small pieces, but there's quite a few of them.
Okay, so Mr. Lassat, I'm going to show you a picture. Is this, and I believe this was provided. If it wasn't, we'll mark it as A2, but I believe this was provided in the packet. Laura is looking like it isn't. So we'll mark it.
Yeah, let's mark that as A2, please.
And I'll certainly provide that to Ms. Buckley. Mr. Lassat, is this a picture that's indicative of the sort of back outdoor storage that you're talking about?
Yes, you can see nothing is up high and we do need to move it in and out. We need to know where it is. And we need to put it back where it's supposed to be. So by the essence of our business, we need to keep it orderly and neat, selfishly for our own purposes. So yeah, this is essentially what it looks like on a regular basis. For sometimes there's more, sometimes there's less.
Okay. And we agree that we're going to keep them. You mentioned that they're organized and neat. Obviously, we would agree that we're going to keep them organized, neat, clean. We're not going to be stacking or making piles or anything along those lines. Is that correct?
No. That's part of the warehouse manager's job is to make sure that this is readily accessible, that things are well-maintained and kept up so we can continue to provide our job sites with the equipment that they need.
Okay, I'm going to stop sharing my screen now. I'm going to go through the two reports with you, Mr. Lassat. If we can start with Mr. Hinterstein's report, there are 9 bullet points on there. And if we can address the first one is that Mr. Hinterstein's indicating that there's 4 parking spaces that are shown in a township easement on the site plan. And we looked into that, and our records indicated that the road was vacated, and there's maybe a question as to what the ownership interest is, where those four spaces are being shown. But in any event, if it is in fact in a township easement, that would require us to request that variance. And so for the sake of being cautious, so that we don't have to come back here again in the future, we'd be asking the board to approve those four spaces in the township easement if in fact that turns out to be the case. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And those have been there, and they haven't caused any sort of issue. These aren't new spaces that we're proposing to be placed there. They're existing spaces that have existed for years.
Many years.
Number two is the applicant should comply with the EV charging stations. As I believe the township professionals are aware, there was a recent DCA Department of Consumer Affairs interpretation of the state's EV statute as to whether or not it applies. Obviously, if it applies to this type of application, if it applies to what we're doing, we'll certainly comply with that. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes. There's a request for a 5-foot wide temporary construction easement provided. We have no issue providing that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. There's also a permanent corner rounding easement that is being requested. We have no issue providing that as well, correct?
Correct.
They're requesting sidewalks to be installed along the road frontages, and we agree to do that as well, correct?
Correct.
They are requesting that we don't stack any of the storage containers. Currently, some of them are stacked on top of another in a double stack, and we would agree that we would not be stacking these as a condition if we were approved. Is that correct?
That's correct. There are two stacked now, and they would no longer be stacked.
Okay. Mr. Hinterstein's also asking that there be an 8-foot solid fence along the rear property line to screen. As we saw, there's significant foliage and buffering that's along there. But as Mr. Hinterstein pointed out in one of our discussions, that in the winter months, the leaves obviously wouldn't be on the branches. And so there is a possibility that somebody across on Lakeview might be able to see to the backyard. We agree that we would provide a solid buffering there. There's actually already an 8-foot fence that's there, but it's a non-solid fence. Is that correct? It's a chain link fence?
That's correct.
Okay. And as part of this, we would agree that we would make modifications to that fence in order to make it a not see-through, I guess, is the way to describe it.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. And again, there's plenty of buffering and stuff back there. It's likely that this is only something that would be affected during winter months when the leaves are not there. I believe the last two are just discussion of items and if there's any documents. So I believe that addresses all of Mr. Hinterstein's. Mr. Chadwick's report.
My report is dated June 28th.
Correct. It's a
recommendation that you not have outside storage. Looking at the exhibit that you had on the screen. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Looking at the exhibit on the screen, it showed the outside storage all at the rear of the building, none of it on the side areas.
I believe if you look at, if I can bring up the map that I had before, I want to be clear there. It does. Oops, sorry.
You had it.
Yeah, there we go. So
why don't we get that photo shot for the map that showed the equipment?
Let me see if I can get that back up. You see that?
Okay.
That, so there is, if you see, I just want to make sure that we're clear, because I want to make sure the resolution reflects it clearly. There is a small area on the side of the building that's over here where there can be some items that may be stored. And what I wanted to show on this is, if you can see on the back where my cursor is, it sort of wraps around a little bit in a U. So there may be some items that are stored there as well. I just want to make sure that we're not restricting it to everything behind this portion of the building. But as far as the back of the lot, absolutely, it's far, far away from the frontage on 11th Street.
Right. I would agree to modify my report to the extent that it's in the rear and that single narrow side area. I see no reason for it to start to encroach up. I guess that would be the easterly side of the building. Right where you have your kind of moving the cursor around there.
Well, so just to be clear, there are some, we are proposing to leave the
container. Those are the containers.
Correct.
I didn't make any comment on that.
Okay, so just Mr. Lissad, do you understand what Mr. Chadwick is saying? He's indicating a condition that we keep the outdoor items, not the ones that are inside the containers, to be relegated to behind where I guess the building break is, and that area, that small area to the side there. Is that acceptable?
I mean, currently we have some small bits of things. I can't speak to exactly what in the area that is being referenced. In a perfect world, we would be able to keep some small things there, but if it's a condition of the variance,
Let me interrupt for a second. You're going to always have things in motion there. Based on the business that I looked up online.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Mr. Chadwick. You're breaking up a lot. I'm not sure why.
I don't know, Jim. I mean, there's going to be things that are going to be dropped off. They might sit there for 24 hours and then head out to the job site again. I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned basically where they've got the inventory back there. And it's probably going to be not the same pieces, but the amount of inventory is going to stay pretty, I would think, constant.
May I make a suggestion, Mr. Chadwick, in terms of language that might satisfy your request? If we can agree that we would take efforts to consolidate any outdoor storage towards the back area of the property.
Very good. I accept it.
Consolidate or concentrate, something like that, I think would be acceptable. Correct, Mr. Lissad?
The last item is evergreen plantings, and I really punt to Henry on that. Who thinks it necessary?
I think we're okay with it, with just the fence in this particular case.
Okay.
Okay, I have no further direct questions for Mr. Lissad.
Thank you, Mr. Arch. Any other members of the board have any questions? Okay. Putting your next witness, Mr. Arch, are you done?
Our next witness is Mr. Stiers, who is sort of going to go over the site plan. I don't know if Henry or Mr. Chadwick want to weigh in if his testimony is necessary in terms of what we just heard, similar to the last application. But
yeah, I think based on Henry's testimony and Mr. Chadwick's as well, I think that we can actually move on without further testimony.
Thank you. Then
all the items have been agreed to, correct?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think anything else is really necessary.
Okay.
I agree.
When will we know about the electric pump?
I believe we have, my understanding is that the DCA did issue an interpretation. I don't know if that was officially put down or not. Their interpretation referenced a previous guidance that they had put out that they say is clear. From my standpoint as an attorney, nothing is clear. So they reference that, but their interpretation was that the state statute only applies to applications that are asking for new parking, that are proposing new parking and new parking lots, and that was the intent. So I know that I know that Senator Smith is trying to get something in a more official form so that can be presented, but we do have emails and correspondence back and forth with DCA that indicates that was their intention.
Mr. Cahill, we could just include a condition that says if electric vehicle charging stations are required pursuant to state law, they must comply with it.
Okay. And we agree to that.
Mm-hmm. Great. Make it part of the language. I like it. Okay.
If I could just do a brief summation, if necessary.
As long as it's brief, Tim.
It is going to be brief. I'll read as quickly as I can. I got to leave time for the next guy.
Yes, we know. You are the next guy.
Exactly. So the site, as you can see from the aerial, it's uniquely situated to the type of rear yard outdoor storage. Surrounding uses are not residential. Rear portion is naturally buffered, screened from view with significant distances. The township is going to benefit from allowing the outdoor use to continue as additional screening improvements to the street frontages will result from an approval. Any perceived detriments are minimal at best, shown by the fact that the outdoor usage is present without complaint for a significantly long time. I'll note that this application, I'll skip that part. Any detriments are mitigated by the addition of a solid rear screening and the unstacking of containers, ensuring that the use will go unnoticed for many years to come. JR Ventures is a good neighbor, a business that's made Piscataway its home for decades, an example of the kind of long-term business the town should be proud to cultivate. Thank you.
Jim, I think you should offer a definition of brief to Mr. Hart.
All right. Any other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, I'm going to close the public portion. I'm going to make a motion to approve this application with the language or with the conditions that were set forth.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Rizzio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
We'll memorialize this at our next meeting, George.
Who seconded that motion?
Rodney Mr. Blount.
Thank you.
Okay, let's dig our heels in and move on to number 12, 22-ZB-40V, Christopher Armada.
Thank you, members of the board and board professionals. My name is Tim Arch, attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey, and I am here representing Christopher Armada, who is the owner of 416 Plainfield Avenue. We are here tonight asking for a certification of pre-existing non-conforming use, or in the alternative, a use variance. I know that it is the board's preference to generally put on the proofs for the pre-existing non-conforming and then see if those proofs were adequate, because that would obviate the need to move on to a use variance. And so I certainly have no issue with doing that. And that's how I'm going to present it tonight. I will state, though, that normally there's generally no conditions that are attached to a pre-existing non-conforming certification. It either is or it isn't. I will note that in speaking with the staff professionals, there were two requests of the applicant concerning the property. One is, quite frankly, usually the thing that everybody's looking at or that the board is looking at for two-family uses or multifamily uses is there adequate parking? As you'll see, there is an abundance of parking. And in fact, the request, I believe, from the township professionals was that we remove a portion of the asphalt on site and replace it with either grass or landscaping. In addition to that, there was a request that there are some areas of the sidewalk that are potentially in need of repair and is asking us to make those repairs of any areas of the sidewalk that the township might deem to be potentially hazardous. While I say normally those conditions would not come with a certification of pre-existing non-conforming use, for the sake of moving this along and because quite frankly we agree that those are some good ideas, we are agreeing voluntarily that we will be complying with those, and that if the board wishes to make those conditions of the pre-existing non-conforming, we are voluntarily agreeing to those. So I just wanted to put that
thank
on.
Thank you, Mr. Arch. Township does appreciate that.
Thank you. And we certainly appreciate that it makes everything better.
Absolutely. Please proceed.
So one of the fun things that about pre-existing non-conformings is that I get to talk more, because mostly it's based on the proofs that we found by going through the records. So I do want to briefly show you what the records are that we found What we're asking for is that this be granted pre-existing non-conforming use as a two-family or a two-unit home. Quite frankly, it's what's called a mother-daughter or an in-law style home, where you have two units for two families or two adult couples to be living in the home. I'm going to share my screen so that we can go through some of the fun stuff that I was able to find.
And Mr. Arch, the documents that you submitted to the board have been distributed to the board members, so they have seen these. So perhaps you can cover them in a little briefly.
Then you know what? I won't even share them because the pictures aren't that great. So I just want to indicate, just for the record, there is a 1940 census that indicates that Plainfield Avenue, which is the home that we're talking about, was inhabited by George Pushtai, Mary Pushtai, George Alexander, and Victor, their sons, and Florence, their daughter. In 1946, we were able to find actually a wedding announcement indicating that Florence Pushtai was getting married to Theodore Neninger. Document also confirmed that George and Mary Pushtai resided at the 416 Plainfield Avenue. From there, we were able to find 1950 census data that actually showed that living in the house was George Pushtai, Mary Pushtai, Theodore Neninger, their son-in-law, and Florence now Neninger, their daughter. And this is really indicative of a multi-generational home. So you have two adult couples, two adult families living in the home. That is the hallmark of a mother-daughter. From there, and I don't know if this was actually provided, but I will just state that there we did do some research into the property record assessments, and there's a 1956 tax reevaluation card that actually shows that the property was assessed as a two-family property in 1956. So again, more indication that it was assessed that way prior to the zoning in that area. We then found a deed from 1957 that transfers ownership from George to Arthur Reynolds and May Reynolds, husband and wife, and General Reynolds and Florence Reynolds, husband and wife. So again, you have now evidence of two adult families, two couples at the same location. We know from there, actually, we were able to find by looking at some birth announcements from 1956, we know that General and Florence had at least one son at the time that they purchased this home, which again, that would presumably that one small son would be living with them as well in their side of the house. Incidentally, not necessarily goes toward the usage, but I just thought it was fun to mention that Arthur and May Reynolds, 2 years before they purchased this house, they were renting a third floor apartment that caught fire, and May Reynolds had to jump out the third floor window, catch a clothesline on her way down, and severely gave herself rope burns. And that was reported as well. So I just thought that was a fun little piece of information. I'm going to say that shows why they wanted to purchase instead of rent. So for whatever that's worth. In any event, that's the background history that we got. I think it clearly shows that this use was pre-existing the ordinance, the zoning standard that prohibited multifamily use in that area. I do have Mr. Chris Armato on the line who will testify as to his ownership when he purchased the property, I believe in 2004. And if we can just call him to testify, we can briefly go through his testimony.
Mr. Armato, did you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
You're muted, Mr. Armato.
You may have to hit *6 on your phone if your audio is through a phone.
There you go.
There we go. I swear.
Thank you. Your name and address, please.
The property is at 416 Plainfield Avenue in Piscataway.
Yeah, could you identify yourself, please?
Christopher Armato.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Armato, you have owned the property since, is it 2004?
I thought it was 2003, but if you're saying 2004...
No, I think you're right. Don't go by me.
Yeah,
you have a better memory than I do. So 2003. So when you purchased the property, was it your understanding that it was a property suitable for two units, or had two units in it? Correct.
I purchased it as a mother-daughter. Yeah, it's okay. Exactly, as a two-unit property.
Okay, and as a two-unit property, it has two separate bathroom facilities, it has separate kitchen facilities, and it has all the amenities that separate units would have. Is that correct?
Correct, and they're exactly as they were.
Okay, and those were existing when you purchased the property, and you haven't made any changes to the home. You haven't added any of those amenities or made any structural changes to the home since you purchased it.
I've not made any structural changes. I've made some updates, as far as, you know, updated the kitchen downstairs and things of that nature, but no structural changes at all.
Okay. And we actually did an open request to look back for any sort of building permits in the town to see if there was anything that showed any evidence of change or updates in terms of the structure or adding that second unit to the home. And that open request came back with nothing, no permits that would suggest that. Is that correct, Mr. Armato?
Correct.
Okay. And in terms of the sewer bills at the property, you actually get taxed two separate sewer bills. Is that correct?
Correct, since I owned it.
Okay. And there's two separate electric meters present at the property. Is that correct?
Yes. And they were there when I purchased them.
Okay. And all that to you would indicate that it was a mother-daughter or a two separate unit multifamily home. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I have no further questions of Mr. Armato.
Any other members of the board have any questions for this witness? Okay, Mr. Hart, proceed.
Those were the only witnesses that we have for purposes of pre-existing non-conforming use. And so I'll leave it to you, Mr. Chair.
That's fine. I'm going to open it to the public now. Any members of the public have any questions or comments about this application?
Yes, my name is Karthikeyan Subramaniam. I live in 420 Plainfield Avenue. This property.
Yeah, please, one in, sir. Hold on, please.
And sorry, can you spell your name, please? Yeah, my name is Karthikeyan Subramaniam. I live in 420 Plainfield Avenue, adjacent to the right next to this property.
Okay. Thank you. Can you spell your name, please?
Yes, Karthikeyan. The name's
thank a very you. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Please do. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Sir, yeah. I haven't seen, I have talked to Chris once. I've been living in this property, 420 Plainfield Avenue, for about 7 years. I'm the owner of this property. And I just came and I received this mail, and it was quite surprising to know that, this house doesn't have multi-tenant permit or license or whatever you call in the township. So the concern I have is I see this house has been rented out, not the owners living, not owners or their relatives living in this property. And I have a lot of concerns about these, tenants. This has become a 24/7. It has become a business hub, 24/7. A lot of traffic in and out, 24 hours. And this property around the surrounding the property is not maintained properly as well. And then I'm not talking about any individuals or this owner per se, but I'm talking about the way this property is used as my neighbor, right? Neighbor in my neighborhood. So I don't think this is, there is no snow cleaning, and then I have to insist on it. And, the lawn around this property is not taken, it's not, properly taken care. Then I have to insist on it to the tenants. I have to voluntarily go in and ask them. I don't want to call this owner. I got a couple of years ago, I got the contact number of Chris. Then I spoke to him once and I told him, and then he just asked me to call him if there is any concerns, but I don't want to talk about all the concerns, directly with him. But since this has come to this public, and then I have been notified about this property, then I get a chance to talk about it. So I wonder how this has been, only particular house has been given a multi-tenant, or a multi-family permit, and then why they are seeking it. Like even without that that kind of a particular permit or permission from the township, why this house has been rented out to multiple tenants at the as I'm talking to you right now. So I just want some explanations. And then also, as you can see, this property hasn't been fenced properly as well. It doesn't have a fence. And even I'm scared to send my kids to the to my driveway because there's a constant traffic. People smoke, people just, you know, make a lot of things. Now, I don't want to say, put it on the record here. But I have, I can't even send my kids to pick, a mail from my mailbox. And then, as you can see, this Plainfield Avenue has become like a highway. People are driving in 45 or 60 miles per hour speed. Before this pandemic, a cop used to just, regulate the traffic. There is no cop in the Plainfield Avenue. And then both the sides from entry point from River Road or entry point from Centennial Avenue, those entry points have become business hub as well. Lot of traffic. We are not able to get in. Even once, the people who get in here, they are in a rush. They want to drive. They want to just get to their business and, and then they drive 40 or 60, 40 to 60 miles per hour. So these are all the concerns I have.
Well, unfortunately, this board can't address the concerns that you have, aside from the fact that the client is asking to be recognized as a two-family property to be grandfathered. And they have the documentation to show that. I would suggest you call the township's code enforcement if you're having issues with snow removal or the grass is getting too high. You can also contact the mayor's office or the town council about putting speed bumps on Plainfield there. I mean, that's something that they would do a study and see if that's something that could be done. Those are concerns that you need to take up with the township. Unfortunately, we as a zoning board are here just to address the issue if this property was considered a two-family property since back in the 40s, and they have the proof to show it. So I appreciate your concerns. I'm a homeowner. I live on River Road, and I see the cars going really fast as well. I'm concerned about my family's safety, but I take up these issues with the mayor, the town council. And like I said, if you have somebody who's got a property that is in dire straits, you call code enforcement. They'll go out, they'll issue a summons. And you know what? After one or two summonses, it's going to be cheaper for them to cut the grass than it is for them to get a couple hundred dollars worth of summonses. So you have other avenues and venues in which you can resolve the issues you've got. But unfortunately, as a board, we can't address them tonight.
So I have one question and a follow-up question with you guys. When you approve, you approve this property as is, or do you recommend some changes to the property?
They are here for, they are here seeking a decision of the board whether or not they are allowed to be a two-family house. That's the only issue before the board.
So when you say two-family house, they can rent it out to two families or multiple, more than two families, or it should be restricted to only two families?
No, if they get permission to be a two-family house, they can rent it out to two families.
Okay, so to be clear, as a board, how do you make sure, only two families are living there?
Once again, that's a code enforcement issue. If you think that there are too many people living there, you report that to code enforcement. This is the zoning board. We do not have any enforcement powers. You have to call code enforcement if you believe that there's something illegal going on there.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
And just to be clear on the record, I might have said multifamily generically. We are seeking a two-family. We're not seeking anything additional than two-family.
Okay. Ms. Buckley, any other hands raised?
Yes, I would like to testify. How are you doing? My name is Pastor Slash. Yes, sir.
Yes. Can we have your name again? I didn't hear it.
Sure. I'm Pastor Slash Chaplain Starrett Hartley. Good evening, everyone.
And your address, please?
423 Plainfield Avenue. Piscataway, New Jersey. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Could you raise your right hand? I need to swear you in. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yes, how are you doing? I just want to definitely confer with my neighbor. He's a good friend of mine. I've been here 6 years myself. I'll get into more specifics. Karthik won't say, but I will. It does seem like to me there is more than it was rented out previously. It seems like to me about 2 years now. I could be totally wrong. It seems like to me there is more than two families living at the house right now or have been. Just based upon the cars that's in the lot, there's about six or seven cars there as well. It is a problem there at that place. Me personally, I'm outside cutting my grass because I'm a full-time pastor, or I'm outside washing my car. He won't say it, I will. There's a strong smell of marijuana coming from that area. That's just the reality of the situation. He has young kids. I have young kids. I have to step up my car. There's marijuana coming from there. I have my 12, 11-year-old son asking me, Dad, hey, what's that funny smell? I have to, you know, explain this to my son as well. My kids do not play out in front, but that's a whole, like you said, a whole other issue with the speed of the vehicles. But yes, as well, this spring, particularly more than ever, on a Friday night, on a Saturday night, there's loud music coming from that area. It's a quiet neighborhood. We've been here 6 years, and for the past 2 years, I can say along with him, yes, there is a lot of activity coming from that house. Now, like you said, it is a zoning issue, not a coding issue, and I'll back my neighbor up 100% if we have to go to the coding board. But to me, he is correct. There is something going over there. I personally do not want a multifamily there because it is a quiet residential neighborhood. I can testify that I love living in my neighborhood. I love living in Piscataway. And there is something always coming from there. I just be honest with you, and I'll back him up 100%. He won't say it, I will say it. It is a marijuana smell coming from over there. I don't know them personally. I don't accuse them of everything. Even today, I took my son to practice. Someone's sitting out in front of the house playing music. That's just me. It doesn't bother me personally, but you know, we pay a lot of taxes here, and there is something going on over there, and has been something going on over there. And that's just, you know, my testimony. That's all I can testify about that. I said, I don't know the owner personally. I have nothing against him. All I can do is just back my neighbor on what he's saying, and what he's saying is true.
Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And once again, I empathize with the situation you're in, and the venue that you can take up is the mayor's office, a town council meeting where you can bring this to light and they can address it there, and they have the power to do something about it. We as a board can only address the application in front of us tonight. We can't do anything about the speeding cars. We can't do anything about the pot. It's just not in our jurisdiction. All we can do is vote on what the applicant came before us tonight and what they're asking relief for. So while I do sympathize with your position, take it up, take it to the mayor's office, and by all means, it'll be addressed. I can guarantee you that.
The one thing I'd like to interject, because I hear, you know, and listen, as an owner and it's a rental property, you know, those are neighbors that I own a property. So I want to be cognizant of what they're saying. And I have registered the home through the township with the people that are supposed to be living there. So I'll make a very cognizant, you know, based on hearing this from neighbors that live next to the house, I will go and inspect and make sure that the people that are supposed to be living there are living there. As of right now, I wouldn't say as a multifamily. I have four people on the lease downstairs, and I have one person on the lease upstairs. So as far as I understand, there are five people living in the home. So if they're telling me that there are more people, I will have to go and take a look at this, because again,
Mr. Armato, just to say, you know, as you had indicated, you have no issues with obviously abiding by the ordinances and the township code and the law. And if anything is, if any of the tenants are violating that, it should be brought to the township's attention, code enforcement attention, or police attention.
Absolutely. And I'll do the best to, you know, make it comfortable for the neighbors as well.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And Ms. Buckley, any other comments? Anybody?
No, Chairman.
Okay. I'm going to close the public portion. I'm going to make a motion to approve the
I have a question.
Sure. Sorry.
That's okay. Of everything I've heard, there seems to be two sets of families living here for a long time. I understand also that there are now two PSE&G accounts associated with it. Do we know when that got established? How long ago?
I don't have documentation to show when it was originally established. We can only testify that we know that it's been there as long as Mr. Armato has owned the home. I haven't been able to find any documentation to indicate that specifically the separate utilities.
You understand my question? It's
yeah. So 2003, I could testify there were two PSE&G electric accounts on the property. I don't know about before that, but I didn't change anything, so I'm sure they were established before that as well.
Thank you, Steve. Any other members of the board have any questions before I offer mine? I'm going to make a motion to approve the application based on the testimony and the comments made.
With the conditions that they are.
With the conditions, correct. Sorry about that, John. Can I get a second?
A second.
I do, okay. Thank you.
Mr. Weissman?
I'm sorry, who seconded it? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Arch will memorialize this at our next meeting.
Thank you very much. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Take care. Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 14, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of September 8th, 2022.
First resolution is Jim Mosier, 22ZB56Z, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Arigia?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Chairman Cato?
Yes.
Next is the application of Amina Lassiter, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Third application was John Fritz, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next application was Ramesh Mehta, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Byron Patel, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Arreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Richard Jones and Cynthia Magno Jones, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Arreggio?
Yes.
Chairman Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Murkoff and Mini Majaya Sankar, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Arreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
The last resolution for tonight is an amended approval for DF Osborne Construction. After we adopted this resolution last month, the applicant requested some changes to it. I agreed to insert those changes. Basically, there were a couple of variances that were covered but not listed, so I have now listed them. So I have an amended resolution that includes those. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Arreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Item number 15, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of September 8th, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 16, adjournment. Make a motion to adjourn. All in favor, say
aye.
Aye. Aye.
Once again, everyone, thank you for your service. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Go Rutgers.
Good night.
Night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.